All these years since Hiroshima in 1945, nations have been breaking into the nuclear club and then trying to shut the door behind them.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Non-proliferation, it was called, trying to halt the spread of this unbelievably destructive weapon. Sometimes non-proliferation worked, as with South Africa, Argentina, and most recently Libya, which volunteered to scrap its nuclear program. But more often it didn't work, and the nuclear club expanded to include the Soviet Union, Britain, France, China, India, Pakistan, probably Israel, maybe North Korea and Iran. In all these years, non-proliferation efforts centered on governments, those not friendly, labeled as rogue regimes. But at least governments that one could negotiate with, reward, or punish with sanctions to induce their abandoning their nuclear ambitions. But now we are faced with a new era, the era of the nuclear bazaar, where nuclear bombs or the components of bombs can be acquired by terrorists and all sorts of mischief makers, address unknown. What brought us to the realization that a new commercial nuclear era was dawning was the revelation that Abdul Qadir Khan, known as the father of the Pakistani nuclear bomb, was operating a vast nuclear smuggling operation. Non-proliferation think tanks have been turning up some of the details. The Wisconsin Project on Nuclear Arms Control discovered that Dubai in the United Arab Emirates was serving as a key transfer point for Dr. Khan's shipments. BSA Tahir, a Sri Lankan businessman, was fingered as an exporter of centrifuges used to enrich uranium. A former Nazi named Alfred Hempel shipped heavy water, a component of nuclear reactors. Where did it all go? Some to firms in Iran, Syria, and North Korea. Six firms in Dubai have been identified as fronts for Iranian efforts to import nuclear technology. In some cases, the destination remains unknown. And that is the era we seem to be entering, the era when we worry not only about rogue regimes, but terrorist rogues who know no regime. This is Daniel Shore.